Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, again, before God, as a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth.
I love how he says, do your best. Now, sometimes we think, okay, as human beings, all our works are as filthy rags. God doesn't care about our works. Ephesians 2 says, by grace you've been saved through faith. That not of yourselves is the gift of God, not by works, lest any man should boast. But what does it go right on to say? We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God has prepared in advance for us to walk in. So God has a lifetime of good works he wants us to do. He wants us to expend our effort. Yes, in dependence upon the Holy Spirit, drawing upon the empowerment of the Holy Spirit because we can't do it on our own. Right. But when he says, do your best to present yourself to God, it's exactly the same expression that he uses later in the book where he says, do your best to come before winter. In other words, make every effort. And doing your best to come before winter is not sitting around saying, okay, God, if you want me to go there, you're going to have to prepare me. Well, no, at some point you actually have to make preparations yourself with your own hands. And so here we are, he talks about correctly handling the word of truth, and you're doing your best to present yourself approved. You want the approval of God. No, you're not earning it in the sense of earning your salvation. No, what you're doing is you want to hear God say to you one day, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not just well said, not just well believed, but well done.